This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I've got a story about living up in Evansville, Indiana. I've told one before, a couple of them actually. I worked for an athletic club. I won't name the club, but I worked there for 28 years. And I used to work third shift. I cleaned the whole building on third shift. So I was there after 10 o'clock at night till probably like 6:30 in the morning. And then, you know, people used to ask me, how do you do that? How do you clean third shift? And there's nobody in the building but you, and you don't let your mind wander and think that there's spookies anywhere around, you know, jumping at every noise. And I told him, I said, well, you just get used to it after a while. You don't pay attention. You just get out of your system. But anyway, we had a lot of events that used to take place at that place, you know, like tennis tournaments, racquetball tournaments. We had some groups that would rent out the place at night on New Year's Eve, or, you know, and the kids would come in and have a little stayover deal at night, you know, like a lock-in. The one time, I guess, there was a lock-in, and some of the kids were sleeping in the what we call the kids' club area, nursery area. And one of the kids had brought a Ouija board, apparently. I had no idea because I wasn't there at the time. But I was told later on that this brother and sister brought a Ouija board in, and they were using it in the nursery. So that explains a lot for what I'm about to tell you. Not only I, but several of the workers that had to be there late at night would complain and say they were hearing things. You know, we'd hear whispering voices, things shutting, closing, that shouldn't have been closing and shutting. Now, there was an ice machine. So there was a lot of stuff that I got to where my ear was attuned to the ice machine. So if the ice machine made a noise and dropped a load of ice, I knew what that was. But we had a lot of doors, and we had a lot of stuff go on. We had a lot of people hearing stuff, like voices. One night I was in there, it was on Saturday morning. It was probably around like 4 in the morning or something, and I had been on the indoor tennis courts. There were 4 indoor tennis courts inside, and I used to have to go around. We had those little igloo coolers, one to each tennis court, and we had like those little caddies for trash and whatnot. And one of my duties was to go around at night and collect all the trash up and put new fresh water and ice in each one of the coolers. So I was out there doing it like probably 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and something had upset me. I think somebody from the shift hadn't done something that they should have done, which happened quite a bit. And I wasn't feeling too happy about it. So I come through there, and I was just in the tennis court and just cussing up a storm, I think, that day. And all of a sudden, there was, you know, you have to understand, there's nothing in there. There's no one but me. There are no TVs, no nothing, no noise, no radio, nothing. So you can just deduct all that possibility, right? So I'm in there getting pissed off and shouting and screaming. And all of a sudden, after I calmed down, I heard this voice say, it was a female voice, and she said, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, holy shit, what is that? You know, I'm like, the hair on the back of my neck raised up. And needless to say, I went into fight or flight mode, and I went through the whole building looking everywhere to make sure there was no shenanigans going on in that place. There was no one but me in there, and there was no one there. Nothing, nobody, no how. So, you know, you couldn't explain that away. It was very audible, and it sounded like it was coming from a part of the tennis court, but there was nobody there. And I heard it, and it's a female, and she said, "What are you talking about?" I thought, hello? So I went through the round of, hello? Hello, is anybody there? Hello? Nobody there. So that was one of the situations, and, you know, I felt really odd. Now, I've been working a long time, third shift, and it never bothered me. But somewhere after the Ouija board incident, I guess, is all of this stuff starts happening. You go to the fitness center to shut lights off, and you hear whispering, like people talking with each other. So, you know, you hear little audible voices. And then I always got a creepy vibe going into the, when I had to clean the carpets. If I had to go in there and clean the carpet at night with the carpet machine, especially when I went into the nursery, you know, this is before I found out about the Ouija board incident. I noticed I was getting a creep because then I'm a little sensitive. I won't say I'm big time sensitive, but I'm a little sensitive. And my problem was I used a Ouija board when I was younger, in my 20s, and that was an idiotic thing to do, and I got obsessed with it, and that's a whole different story. So I had some past situations going on there, but I was always sensitive anywhere I go to anything that happens, it comes out at me. So I kept feeling this weird vibe in the nursery. I couldn't figure out why I was getting this weird vibe. It was like a creepy vibe. I didn't want to be in there very long to do anything, and I sure to hell wanted all the lights on for some reason, and I wasn't like that kind of person, you know. I didn't care if I was in a light or darkness. But I'd be in there, and I wanted to get my work done as quick as I could and get the hell out of that spot. I don't know. And then I found out about the Ouija board incident with the kids. But these are little incidents that happen, you know. And one night I was working on the whirlpools. I had to clean the whirlpools every, like, on a rotating shift at the time, you know, at night. And I had just drained everything out, scrubbed everything out, cleaned the filters. And I was putting the water back in, running the water back into the system, going to pull up. And I heard, now I know that spirits will, if I understand right, will take energy, ambient energy, anything they can to manifest in some way. I really believe it was taking the sound from the trickling of the water. Now, that if you think about it, that's kind of an energy in itself. It's a little bit of an energy. But they can use this sound to build on, you know, with vocally. Well, I was in there doing something else while it was filling up. And as I was concentrating doing my business, I heard this man say, "You dirty son of a bitch." It came out. You can imagine, I'm like, and I'd gone through some stuff about, you know, in that building at this time, and I told this, whoever it was, I said, "Listen here, I put up with enough shit with everybody else that works here. I'm not going to take yours." That's exactly what I said, and I didn't hear anything else after that. It was funny, you know. I don't know what that was about. Well, that was one of the little things that happened, and we'd see things moving in there that shouldn't have been moving once in a while, and you'd hear doors opening that shouldn't have been open, you know. I even saw a door open in front of me one time, and it wasn't anything to do with the heating and air conditioning either. So there was all kinds of stuff, and eventually I just got used to it, and they never hurt me or troubled me at all. I never got any bother from them. I'd hear someone talk once in a while, and even heard one being nice to me one time and telling me that the whirlpool was overflowing. I was actually down the hallway and I heard a woman's voice telling me, "Your whirlpool is overflowing." And literally, I ran, oh crap, I ran all the way down there, and sure enough, it was starting to overflow. You know, I'd forgotten to shut the water off. I had a timer, and my timer wasn't working that day. So I went down there, shut everything off, and had to mop everything up. Of course, we have drains, floor drains today. But I just thought I'd share some of those little things that happened at the club. I'd probably have more stories to tell you about this, the spooks at the club, the ghosts at the club. Y'all have a great day now, okay? Love your show. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.